ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Bye week's my week. The Bears may be off, but the Fantasy Football Show never rests. Welcome on in. Happy Sunday Funday. I am Jeff Meller with you each and every Sunday morning during the football season right here on ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago, your home of the Bears, of course. Thanks for waking up with me. I always do appreciate it. Again, 312-332-3776 for all the newbies out there. If you're unfamiliar what we do at this beautiful hour on a Sunday morning, it's when I run through all the latest football news that you need to be aware of. And when I say football, we're of course focused on the NFL. We've moved past the Saturday college slates right now at this point, and I lock in and let you know about all the injury news that you need to be aware of heading into an NFL Sunday. An NFL Sunday that does have yet another London game, an 8:30 kickoff on NFL Network between, wait for it, the Jags and Patriots. Oh, yeah. All you sickos out there waking up early to watch that one, I'm here with you. All right, so this is what we do. Run through all the latest news and information, all the injury updates that you need to be aware of, and then I go ahead and take your calls at 312-332-3776. Again, I am Jeff Meller. You can hit me up on X as well, at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And this fine show made possible by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. The fine Irish whiskey. All right, Justin Pottinger, hit me with the music, my man. Yes. All right, let's get things going. As I said, that London game.
Two receivers right, direct snap to Stevenson. He runs it to the left side, and he's in for the touchdown. The Patriots take the lead.
All right, Ramondre Stevenson is going to be good to go and active for the Pats. What do we make of this? You know, I think he's probably somewhere around a flex play. Maybe. You know, I mentioned the Bears having the bye. The Cowboys also have the bye. So maybe with a couple of teams not available, a few running backs off this week, maybe he's making his way into your RB2 slot. Nevertheless, he's a little bit more valuable, in my opinion, in PPR formats. And with Drake May now starting for the Patriots in New England, you know, maybe we can get behind using Stevenson a little more regularly. It would certainly help if he looks good today. So he's going to go. That's the good news. Otherwise, you know, he's kind of in that 20-ish range. So you might have some better options out there. But the good news is he's set to play in the 8:30 kickoff in London.
They run it with Etienne again toward an O-line touchdown. A four-yard touchdown run by Travis Etienne and the Jags in the end zone for the first time today.
All right, so Doug Peterson informed us that Travis Etienne is going to be out, inactive for the Jaguars today on the other side of the ball from the Patriots. And you have to wonder if this is indeed Doug Peterson's final game as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's no doubt in my mind, I would suspect pretty convincingly that if the Jags lose today, I do think Peterson will be let go tomorrow. If they beat the Patriots, a little bit tricky. You don't oftentimes see a head coach fired after a win, unless it's the final game of the season. But it's certainly possible because they being the Jags, took the extended two-week trip out, the two games they're playing in London, because they are the official, unofficial London team for the NFL. You wonder if even with a win, this could be Doug Peterson's last game for the Jags today. Now, with Etienne out, I think that's probably a little bit, that saves you a little bit if you're an Etienne owner, because you can finally put him on ice, don't have to worry about the headache that he has caused all year. question is, do you want in on Tank Bigsby today? And I'm at a spot where even though he's productive, I'm a little concerned. Although, I think if I was pushed into action and I had to decide between the two, Stevenson and Bigsby, I think I would actually play Stevenson because I trust him a little more. Admitting that Bigsby has the opportunity here for, I think, a bigger game if he can actually wrestle away that featured back role. And again, without ETN, we think that's certainly a possibility. Although DN Ernest Johnson is in the mix on passing downs. So that's where we're at with Tank Bigsby today.
Darnold back to pass, shakes the shoulders, dumps to Jones, walks into the end zone, touchdown Vikings! That's Aaron Jones' first touchdown wearing the colors. He's showtime!
All right, so I got some good news for all the Aaron Jones owners out there. He banged himself up, not last week, but the previous week, during the London game when the Vikings were playing the Jets and when they won that game. He left that game with a hip injury, but the bye week, it apparently has allowed Aaron Jones to heal up enough where he's going to be active today for the Minnesota Vikings. Love Aaron Jones. Love watching him play. Great player, and I do have him on a couple of teams, so for the most part, I think I'm probably using Aaron Jones. Again, especially in PPR formats, he sees a little bit of a boost. The Vikings offense as a whole, this is a huge, huge boom for them because of, obviously they have the Lions in an NFC North showdown, which is critical, you'd think, for jockeying for that first position in the NFC North. So Aaron Jones back at it, and I think you could probably feel pretty comfortable about using him because he did take part in most practice this week. A man who will not be back for the Vikings today.
Looking over a four-man front. Here's the shotgun snap. It's a four-man rush. He throws a pass down the middle. Leaping catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Hockenson. A leaping two-handed grab down the middle at the goal line. Tumbling in. Touchdown, Vikings.
So, TJ Hockenson, who's coming back from that ACL tear that he suffered last season, there was some speculation that he could return this Sunday. That is not going to be the case this week, although I do think we're nearing his return. So next week, very much in play. But TJ Hockenson, yeah, you cannot use him this week. He's not going to play. So if you were planning on that, you're going to have to make some alternative options at the tight end spot.
Hand off to Cook off the left side. He beats the first man and the second. Drops the right shoulder. He's in! Right near the corner of the pylon. Touchdown, Buffalo!
All right, so the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans. James Cook played the highlight there. He missed last week's Monday night game with the toe injury. And a lot of people who were watching the Monday night football game, I included, probably were very excited about Ray Davis. He had a really nice game in place of James Cook. And you thought, oh, maybe we have something here. Now, unfortunately, Ray Davis is actually listed as questionable, so he's going to be somebody who you have to check in on when the inactives are released around 10:30 today. Again, Bills hosting the Titans. Now, but James Cook has been a full participant all week, so I think he probably steps in and gets his lead role back. But if anything, I think what we have to be aware of is if Ray Davis is active and at least moving forward throughout the season, even though James Cook has been a very productive player, at least he was up through week five before he was out last week, Ray Davis is going to be, I think, a little bit of a problem for James Cook because I do think he's going to siphon off some of those touches for James Cook. It's just he was so good last week in the Monday Nighter against the Jets that I'd be surprised if Sean McDermott and Joe Brady don't keep him in the mix when he's out there. But again, Ray Davis may not even be active today. He's questionable. We'll have to check on that when the inactives roll in. But James Cook, expect him to be back today for the Bills.
Second and goal. Tampa Bay was offside. They give the ball to Chubb. He's driving for the goal line. He is. He's in. He's in. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. And the Browns are winners.
All right, so the Browns in the Battle of Ohio host the Cincinnati Bengals today. And Nick Chubb is expected to make his return for the Browns. If you stashed him early in your drafts at the beginning of the season. Kudos to you. You finally have Chubb back in the fold. I will say, I have Chubb in a few leagues, and I am not going to be starting him today. One of those things where I just want to see how much work he actually gets. Wouldn't be surprised if they ease him back in. Now, Jerome Ford is out for the Browns, so maybe they could lean on Chubb, but that would seem to be, in my opinion, a little bit reckless. You'd think they're going to ease him back in just to make sure that he feels good. Don't want to deal with, you know, that first game back. It's one of those things where after a serious injury, you want to make sure that there's not swelling in the knee. You kind of, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see Chubb limited to 10 to 12 touches. And if you factor in the fact that the Browns have been one of the historically worst offenses we've ever seen operate to begin a season 6 weeks through the year, that just all the more reason why I don't think you need to rush to get Nick Chubb back in. Certainly happy to have him, and maybe he can be a running back solution going forward. And if he can show that he looks good and close to the Chubb that we all remember before he injured himself early last season, I will say I'm going to be a little bit cautious this week, and I'm going to keep him on the bench, and hopefully I'll have somebody I can use going forward next week.
In the gun, first and goal at the one. Shotgun snap to Smith. The handoff to Walker. Bounces outside. Runs over the right tackle and goes in for a touchdown.
All right, so the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the Falcons 3-point favorites in a very high 51.5 over under. Kenneth Walker, interestingly, downgraded to questionable yesterday with an illness. So let's hope that he's okay. Illness, you know, maybe he's not feeling well. Who knows? A lot of times players with illness will be active, but that's one you're going to have to check on at 10:30 to make sure he's out there today. But of course, it's a pretty good matchup against the Falcons in a game where I think a lot of people are expecting a lot of points.
Takes the snap. Rush is coming. Looking down right side. Throwing. It's there. A.J. Brown's got it. 35-yard line, 30. Coming across the near side of the field to the 20. Turns on the Jets at the 10, and he's in for the touchdown. 67 yards. Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown.
All right, the Eagles fresh off of their bye. Get A.J. Brown back. He'll be set to go this week for the Eagles against the Giants in New York in Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife Stadium. And also, the Giants will get Malik Nabers back. So A.J. Brown, Malik Nabers, both must starts in your lineup. Not much more to say about that other than you're happy to have them back.
Now he flanks out to the left. A-Chan, the running back. They give it to A-Chan. Touchdown.
All right, so what are we going to get from the Miami Dolphins off of their bye? Hopefully something better than what we've seen, although with Tyler Huntley as your starting quarterback, I understand if you're a little bit skeptical, as I am. Tyreek Hill, I think you have to feel like you have to use him, especially against the Colts defense. A-Chan, it has cleared concussion protocol, so you can go ahead and use him if you need to. I don't feel great. Mike McDaniel certainly hasn't instilled any confidence in him, you know, in me about him, because the offense has been atrocious. The good news is that it looks like Tua is very likely going to be back next week for the Dolphins. But until he's back under center, I don't feel great. I certainly am not using Jalen Waddle this week. So it's really A-Chan and Hill. And after that, I don't want to use any Dolphins. I'll take my chances if they go off. Prove it to me before I'm using you. And once, if Tua returns next week, I'll definitely feel better about putting them back into my lineup. On the other side of the ball, interesting good news for the Colts.
The throw again, Hitches, fires down the near sideline. Josh Downs in the end zone. Yes, sir! Give it to him. Touchdown! I-N-D-Y! Downs from 22 yards away.
I-N-D-Y, the Colts get a trio of wide receivers healthy today. All listed as questionable, but all expected to play, including Josh Downs there. Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce, again, all listed as questionable. All are expected to play with Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback today. Colts, again, hosting the Miami Dolphins. Colts are at home at Lucas Oil Stadium today, and the Colts are three-point favorites here. So, you know what? If you're, I will say, sneaky play, if you're maybe you're a Dak owner, maybe you're rolling with Caleb. If for some reason I saw Anthony Richardson was cut in a couple of leagues over the last couple of weeks, I'm intrigued about using him this week against the Dolphins. Again, this is maybe a play where if the Dolphins can't operate functionally as an offense, you can see the Colts having the ball quite a bit. So, if it, again, desperation play, don't hear me out here. You're not starting him over your normal stud players, even players like Geno Smith and Jared Goff. I'm using those guys over him. But if you want to, again, Caleb, maybe you're Caleb Williams, Dak Prescott owner, and they're on the bye this week, just make sure that Anthony Richardson isn't out there, because I'm intrigued by this matchup. I think he could have a decent day today for the Colts over the Dolphins.
Gives it to him again, right in the middle. The second touchdown of the half. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! D-Rob does it again.
Wanda, running inside tight zone. It doesn't get much better than that.
The Commanders are huge favorites, 9.5-point favorites to be exact, over the Carolina Panthers today in an afternoon tilt as the Commanders host the Panthers. And B-Rob, Brian Robinson, will be expected to go. He's been dealing with a knee injury. He missed last week's game, but he is expected to play for Washington, so good news there. Also in that game for the Carolina Panthers, Diontae Johnson, who really has been a very solid player in PPR formats specifically, he is expected to play as well. He's been dealing with rib and ankle injuries. It's 3:05 start, so encouraging news that we've gotten from the NFL insiders. Both Schefter and Rappaport said that they expect Johnson to play, so you can probably breathe easy there. I know those afternoon games are always a little bit tricky with players you want to start, because you just oftentimes need to turn to someone beforehand. So again, good news there with Diontae Johnson. I will mention him in the San Francisco 49ers Kansas City Chiefs game. Not worth a highlight necessarily, but Juju Smith-Schuster is expected to play as well. He's dealing with a hamstring injury of his own. Big one here that is going to be a little bit of a bummer.
Stafford under center. Kupp starts to the right, now back to the left. Stafford back, throws left side. Kupp wide open, turns it up, racing for the pylon. He is in. Touchdown, Rams.
Little tricky here. Cooper Kupp dealing with the ankle injury. A lot of smoke out there that this could be the week that he would return out of the Rams bye week as they host the Las Vegas Raiders at SoFi Stadium today. But word is that Cooper Kupp is unlikely to play. Now, this is a 3:05 kick. So if you have an alternative option in some of the later games and you want to maybe cross your fingers and hope that the unlikely is maybe not necessarily as definitive, but I'll tell you what, if you have better options in the noon games, I wouldn't wait on Cooper Kupp, because it does not seem like he's going to be available for the Rams today. So unlikely to play for Cooper Kupp. How about in the Sunday night game? A couple of interesting storylines. You know the main one, first of all.
First and 10, Green Bay from the 11. Rodgers takes the snap. He's back to pass. Rodgers looking. Zings it over the middle. Adams makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay. A tumbling catch by Davante Adams in the front of the end zone. Touchdown catch number 11 for Adams on the season.
Reunited, and it feels so good. Davante Adams traded to the New York Jets, where Aaron Rodgers has been captaining the ship, and he is absolutely the captain now. There's no doubt about it. Intrigued. I think this is definitely a great move for fantasy players to have Adams sync up with Aaron Rodgers. It is a blow, in my opinion, to Garrett Wilson, even though I don't think Garrett Wilson's going to be someone who you want on your bench. I'll freely admit that if you've got some good wide receivers, and I do in one league where I'm actually benching Garrett Wilson today, I have a couple of strong options. So that's why specifically Malik Nabers and Diontae Johnson. So I'm using both those guys over Garrett Wilson today. I want to see his role against also a tough Steelers defense. It's a tough matchup. So I think most people are going to roll with Garrett Wilson. And the one thing you can maybe point to and say, all right, this could be a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because he's not going to be bracketed as easily by opposing defenses, and this will free him up. However, what you saw the last couple of weeks with Wilson being fed was what we were hoping for fantasy purposes. I do think in the red zone, Devontae Adams is going to eat. That is where Aaron Rodgers is absolutely going to be looking for him closely. And Alan Lazard is still on the field. So now I think, if anything, I don't think it's going to crush his value for PPR purposes, but I do think it's going to hurt his potential touchdown options going forward. Who will be starting for the Steelers? Well, it looks like George Pickens let the cat out of the bag when he was asked about that on Friday.
It's always a little different.
Have you noticed him putting in extra time this week, maybe working with you one-on-one just to try to get on the same page?
Yeah, getting on the same page after practice throwing. More than usual because, you know, this is first start.
More than usual because it's his first start. Of course, that was George Pickens answering the question about Russell Wilson getting extra work with him in this week. And even though Mike Tomlin was trying to play coy, his wide receiver let the cat out of the bag. So Russ Wilson will be under center for the Steelers tonight, not Justin Fields. So you can go ahead, and I think you can probably feel comfortable about cutting Fields too if you need the roster spot. Fields will probably, wouldn't be surprised at all if Fields gets back under center at some point this year, but no reason to hang on to him. He's not good enough for fantasy purposes where you need to hold on to an extra quarterback there. So, and then one final note.
And a quick handoff to Rashad White. Wiggles to his right. He's in. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Buccaneers have scored 3 touchdowns off Jaguar turnovers and lead 26-0.
We've got a Monday night doubleheader. Starts with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. So good matchup there. Rashad White, though, is listed as questionable. I will say I am not waiting on him. Find an alternative. Don't wait till Monday night, because it's not just Bucky Irving now. It's also Sean Tucker, who you have to worry about in the backfield. So even if Rashad White does play, you're not going to love, I think, the touches that are there for him going forward. I think it is, as Todd Bowles said, a three-headed monster. So three-headed monster, that is disaster for fantasy purposes. And then in the final game of the weekend, the Los Angeles Chargers will be visiting the Arizona Cardinals. Marvin Harrison has cleared concussion protocol, so you can go ahead and feel comfortable about using him. All right, there you go. All the latest injury news that you need to be aware of for this Week 7 Sunday slate. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Telemore Dew. Your calls coming up next right here on ESPN 1000. Happy Sunday to you. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show, presented, of course, by Telemore Dew. I am Jeff Meller again, 312-332-3776. Thanks for waking up early. Each and every Sunday morning, I run through all the latest injury news and information for you. We just did that in the opening segment, and now it is time for your phone calls at 312-332-3776. And as always, you can hit me up on Twitter as well, at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Some interesting news just coming down over the last 20 minutes here while I was running through all the key injury news. Ian Rappaport has tweeted out that officially Hassan Reddick will report tomorrow morning for the New York Jets. He has agreed on a reworked contract and will report to the team. So anybody who was hoping for a potential Hassan Reddick trade, maybe to the Bears, that looks like that one is something you're going to have to put on. Well, I think you're going to have to go ahead and chalk that one up and say that's not going to happen. So Hassan Reddick set to return to the Jets. All right, but you tuned in for the fantasy football information, not for all these pass rushers. You want to know about the offensive skill players. So let's get after it. Let's try Ryan, who is in Schaumburg. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for making it.
I got a tight end question. Standard league. Dalton Kincaid or Tucker Kraft? I also could get Hunter Henry off the, off waivers.
Sure. Yeah, you know, Hunter Henry, interesting, but I don't trust him enough. He's kind of a boom or bust player, so I want to see a little more from Drake May before I'm saying go ahead and use him. And I'll tell you what, Rye, it's been tough sledding. Dalton Kincaid has not given anybody what they were hoping for just yet, but the addition of, and something I haven't mentioned yet, the trade for Amari Cooper, I think that works in Dalton Kincaid's favor. I think that's going to open up the passing game a little bit. So even though Tucker Kraft's been good the last few weeks, I'm going to say I would go back with Dalton Kincaid at least for a couple more weeks while Amari Cooper is added to the mix.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, Ry, for making the call. Let's try Mike, who's in Mount Prospect. Mikey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jeff, how are you? Thank God for I listened to you about Ingram last, got me about 22 points.
He was a monster last week. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and I was going to go with Schultz, remember? I said I'm a little rusty, but I changed my mind last minute. Anyways, PPR, I need one of two. I have Josh Jacobs at home versus Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got James Conner on Monday night versus Las Vegas at home. One of those two.
All right, Mike. So this is admittedly, maybe this is me being a sucker for Josh Jacobs, right? I'm still rolling. I just think Josh Jacobs, he's a younger, more explosive player in a better offense. So for me, I'll admit if James Conner falls into the end zone a couple of times, he'll certainly have a week that's hard to predict. The Chargers, I feel good about what they do with under Jim Harbaugh. So I think they'll limit the Cardinals' opportunities offensively. They'll ground and pound and try and speed the game up a little bit. So for me, I know it's coming. There's going to be a week where Josh Jacobs scores, two or three touchdowns, and you're going to be very happy he's on your roster. So I'm going to roll still with Josh Jacobs over James Conner.
All right, we're on the same page again, my brother.
All right, excellent. Glad I could reinforce it, Mike. Thanks for waking up, as always. Appreciate it. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. CJ, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. I have a quarterback question here. Again, back a couple weeks ago, I went with Purdy over Darnold. Would you still go with Purdy or Sam Darnold since Hutchinson is out today?
Yeah, you know what? I'm still – that's okay. I get it. The truth is, though, I just think Brock Purdy, it's a tougher defense. There's no doubt about it. But they're right next to each other in my ranks for the week. I have Purdy one spot above him. So, based on my ranks, I'm going to give you Brock Purdy. And I just feel better, too, about Shanahan and the offense that he's working with. I do think there's a game coming where Sam Darnold is going to completely disappoint folks out there. Is it this week? Not sure, but I think it's on the horizon at some point. Whereas Brock Purdy, I just always feel comfortable about the floor I'm getting with a Kyle Shanahan offense.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Have a good Sunday.
You too, man. Let's try Scott, who's in Merrillville. Scotty.
Hey, my good man. I'm going to test your Jacobs love. I love him too. I've got this weird week where all five of my running backs are healthy. So I've got Bijan and Tank locked in. My question is for my flex, and it's just one of these three, and it's a full PPR.
Okay.
I have Josh Jacobs in there. On my bench, I have Devon Achane, and I got Jordan Mason. And Mason's the only one I feel like I could swap out for, but I don't know. I'm just wondering what you think.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those three, if you think I should just leave Jacobs in there or swap him out for either Devon or Jordan Mason.
Yeah, no, and I get it. Like, right, anytime you have the 49ers, what we think of as the starting running back, you feel really good about the possibilities. But I'll say the AC joint injury that Mason suffered, concerns me a little bit. And then you add in the Chiefs defense. It's pretty easy for me to say I'm going Jacobs. And Achane, the offense the Dolphins are trotting out there these days is just, it's not really, it's almost as bad as the Browns with their quarterback. So, I know he's explosive. I know, and this is the one thing where maybe this is where my advice goes on someone like Achane. Make peace with the fact that he's he can break one off at any time. But the reality is it's pretty easy for me the last few weeks, as bad as the Dolphins offense has been, to say if he rips one off, that's fine. I'd rather go with the guy who's getting more consistent work in a better offense than Josh Jacobs over Achane.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Let's try Eric. Who's in Crown Point. Eric, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Jeff, good morning. Hey, I got Geno Smith, and I also have Kyler Murray. But along with Kyler Murray, I have Trey McBride. And then along with Geno Smith, I have DK Metcalf for a PPR league. What's your advice on that?
Okay, so, the truth is it doesn't matter either way. You're going to have a combo, so it doesn't, it's not like you can get off of one offense. So I would use Geno Smith over Kyler Murray right now. Again, I mentioned tough. I think it's a tougher matchup for with the Chargers defense as opposed to, I think the Seahawks Falcons has every possibility of being a shootout. And so you want to have a player in that. And Geno Smith's been really good for fantasy purposes. He piles up some passing yards and, you know, with the factor that Kenneth Walker is dealing with an illness, he's listed as questionable. We'll see if he actually goes. But that's another reason why you could very easily see it being a little bit more of a pass-heavy game for the Seahawks. So I'm going with Geno Smith over Kyler Murray, Eric.
I like it. Thank you.
All right. How about Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin? Dave-o.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, I'm not worried about Cooper, but, you know, first game with the Bills against a tough Tennessee defense. PPR, Mari Cooper, Jameson Williams, or Jordan Addison?
All right, so I cross Addison off pretty easily just because, listen, the target's going to be funneled towards Jefferson. You work in Aaron Jones into the mix as well. Addison, it always feels like he has to score the touchdown to feel good about him. I can't predict who's going to score the touchdowns, Dave. You've been listening long enough. You know that's kind of generally my philosophy. So I'm not betting on the touchdown for Addison. I hear you. I think I would personally go with Cooper in the PPR format. I think we're going to see pretty quickly him get on the same page as Josh Allen. But listen, if you want to play it safe and just see 1 week, it's totally admirable, understandable. And so in that case, I'd go with Jameson Williams over Addison. If you're just like, you know what, let me see it 1 week and see how they operate together, I understand it. But it's one of those things where Allen's so good as a quarterback, and you look at what he's been dealing with all the other wide receivers, even if they're not, if they don't have that second nature working together, that chemistry, Dave, I still think Cooper is going to be, as a professional, he's been doing it long enough where he's going to give you better than what we've seen from guys like Keon Coleman, over the last few weeks. So I'd go with Cooper. I'd bet that the talent wins out, even if it's just less than a week operating together.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave. You as well. Good luck to you as well. 312-332-3776. Let's try Mike on the south side. What do you got, Mike?
What's going on, Miller? It's Fat Mike, baby. What's going on?
Hey, long time no talk, Mike. What's going on? You tell me.
I know. So I'm in a dilemma here. I have one of the most frustrating fantasy players of all time on my team, in my opinion, on my team. Mike Evans drives me absolutely insane every time I take him.
Mm-hmm.
He's always boom or bust.
He is.
I need a sexy replacement. I got to try and trade him. Who are some of my options that could lock me in for a good trade?
Do you want? Are you trying to go wide receiver for wide receiver?
I have to. Yeah, I have to try and replace those points.
So
I'm looking for consistency.
Yeah. No. You know what? Okay. So I think a guy you might be able to pique someone's interest with in Mike Evans, if you want to just do a straight swap, I think I would bet on Deontay Johnson over Mike Evans. He's clearly the number one option in Carolina, and he's had a little more touchdown luck this season. So I think if you're saying, okay, who is gettable in a straight wide receiver swap? Deontay Johnson, maybe. Now, if you want to get a little bit where you're gambling a little bit here, maybe approach the Garrett Wilson owner, right, and say, hey, because I think there could be more consistency with Garrett Wilson. You're completely right, though. Mike Evans, famously, probably the biggest boom or bust player in fantasy that we've had over the last decade. He can go for 203 touchdowns or, give you two catches for 17 yards. And it seems like somehow, some way, at the end of the year, he's going to give you 1,000 yards, probably 10 to 12 touchdowns. But are you going to like the way you got there? And it ends up being more times than not, no. I think this is too just something to keep in mind in the future when you're taking a player like Mike Evans in a draft. Because you have to end up taking him usually third, fourth round, right? And so if you do that, you have to look for some players who have that higher floor to complement him. Because if you're rolling with Mike Evans, it's really hard to count on him. But he can be a weak winner for you plenty of weeks, too. So that's where you need somebody like a Diontae Johnson who's going to get heavy volume, and you feel pretty good about those double-digit points, especially in PPR format. So I think that's it's just an approach when you're drafting. It's a little harder in season to, you know, account for that. But if anything, if you have a player like that on your roster, the way you account for it is you say, all right, well, I've got Mike Evans in my lineup, so I need that guy with the higher PPR floor. I need somebody like a Diontae Johnson or maybe, you know, a Cooper Kupp in when he gets back. Again, he's unlikely to play today, but what you don't want to do is pair Mike Evans with someone like T. Higgins, who also is somewhat of a boom or bust player generally. So that's the key. You can't have both those guys in your lineup at the same time. Otherwise, more times than not, I think you're going to be regretting it. Let's try Sean, who is in St. Charles this morning. Good morning, Sean. You're on ESPN 1000.
Good morning. Bear down.
Bear down on this bear down bye week.
I have four guys for my flex. I have Hunt from KC, mm-hmm. Downs from Indiana, McConkie from Chargers, and Laporta from Detroit.
And you need just one of those guys for a flex?
Just one of those for the flex.
And is it PPR or standard?
Standard.
Standard scoring. All right, Sean. So I think in that setting, I would go with Kareem Hunt, betting on him being, you know, the best option for a touchdown here, especially after what we saw from the Chiefs a couple weeks ago. Looks like he's kind of wrestled away that featured back from Steele. So I think you're probably safest with Hunt. I'm a little intrigued by Laporta, but, you know, he's had a tough year to count on him. So I'm going to go ahead and say Kareem Hunt with what we expect to be probably 20 touches. That's the play there for me. 312-332-3776. Let us try TJ on the south side. What's up, TJ?
What's up, guys? Good to talk to you again. Okay, my question is a wide receiver. I have Tyreek Hill, Debo Samuel, and Davante Adams. I got to drop one of them. Who's sitting the bench?
PPR, TJ?
Yes.
That makes it a little harder because it's hard to get away.
I also have Aaron Rodgers playing, too.
Yeah, that doesn't – I get it. It doesn't – you know, are you too invested? I think – listen, call me crazy. I think if they get anywhere near the goal line, Rodgers is going to find a way to get Adams a touchdown tonight. So, you know, yeah. I want him in the lineup. And then I think as hard as it is to say this, I just, you know, I'm going to use Debo over Tyreek. You know, until Tua returns, when you've got other really good players to use instead of Tyreek Hill, you know, how many touchdowns are the Dolphins really going to score today? One, maybe two. Outside of that, you know, so there's a possibility Tyreek's the beneficiary of that, but, you know, it's hard to count on offenses that aren't scoring a lot of points, you know, to help your fantasy players out. So I'd say I'd go with Devo and Davante Adams.
Thanks, man. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy Halloween to all those who celebrate that beautiful pagan holiday. Let's try, and I do, by the way, let's try Jeremy, who's in Hoffman Estates. Hey, Jeremy.
Good morning, and thanks so much for taking my call, Jeff.
No problem, Jeremy.
I have two questions. I need a quarterback, Rodgers or C.J. Stroud.
Okay, so I'm going to say C.J. Stroud. The one thing, even though it's very good for the Jets moving forward, Rodgers, the offense, they haven't really piled up a ton of numbers, whereas C.J. Stroud, you do know the possibility for him having a big game, especially in Green Bay, where you think it's probably going to have to be a high-scoring affair for whoever wants to win that game. So I'd go with Stroud over Rodgers.
And as far as the flex, Aaron Jones or Christian Kirk?
I'm going with Aaron Jones there pretty safely. I love the player Aaron Jones. He's one of my favorite guys. He's just, whenever he's out there, he's a great football player and also an option in the passing game. So Aaron Jones over Christian Kirk, no-brainer for me on that one. 312-332-3776 if you want to hop on in. We got one more segment to go on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew.
Ten more minutes to go here on the
Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I am Jeff Meller. Again, you can always hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R, or do you say X? Either way, you can get me there, and if you submit your lineup questions before 11 a.m. Central Time, I will do my best to answer them for you. Anything after that, no promises. All right, it's this time during the show each and every week when I bring in Justin Pottinger to give me his recommendation for a daily fantasy play for all you daily players out there. JP, you've had some pretty good success giving out some plays this year.
Yeah.
How'd you do last week?
I did pretty well last week. I had Tank Dell, and if you guys had him in your lineup, you guys would know. Touchdown, couple receptions, almost 60 yards. He looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, he definitely got you your money's worth in daily plays. What do you got this week?
Yeah, so this week we're going to go with a running back that plays Monday Night Football, and that's J.K. Dobbins versus the Arizona Cardinals. Guys, no Gus Edwards. He is the clear running back one in this team. We saw last week, he saw a season high, 73% of snaps with 27 opportunities against the Broncos. Harbaugh is only going to run the ball against this Arizona defense. The last 4 weeks, the Cardinals, they ranked 24th against opposing running backs in fantasy football. This should be another game where Dobbins sees over 20 touches, and he's going to have the ball in his hands every single down, and he's going to be the goal line guy. Dobbins has been a top 15 RB 3 out of the 5 weeks this season. He's just a must-start option for me. People I'm starting him over in my leagues is Breece Hall, Tony Pollard, and even James Cook. I would throw J.K. Dobbins over all three of those running backs this week. He's about $7,200 on FanDuel for a pretty good price in his props, 73 rushing yards this week. I'm forcing J.K. Dobbins in my lineup for week 7.
There you go. And I will, as you said, he's $7,200 in FanDuel, $6,400 in DraftKings. Listen, we're if you want to come sponsor us, either FanDuel or DraftKings, offers out there. We're not playing favorites right now. So, yeah, definitely J.K. Dobbins, someone worth considering building your lineup around. All right, 312-332-3776. Let's get in as many calls as we can before we wrap up here on the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000. I got James. I got Jimmy. I got Alfredo, Mike, Mark. So I got multiple Jameses here. Let's start with James in New Lenox. Oh, yeah, James in New Lenox. What's going on, James?
Hey, Miller. I think I'm, like, good here, but I got Metcalf currently starting over Adams. I have Cook currently starting over Eckler. And then I have May starting over Richardson. I'm in a full PPR, and that's also a half point per rushing attempt. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right, James, I think, you know, I'm looking at who your other options were. And the one thing I'll say is of all the guys that you told Justin Pottinger, I know you mentioned Chuba Hubbard. I think I would actually use Chuba Hubbard over James Cook, especially if Ray Davis is active, because I wouldn't be surprised if we see the workload a little more evenly split in Buffalo. So of all those guys you mentioned to Justin Powell, I agree with you with who you said, but I might go Chuba Hubbard over James Cook. Let's try again from James to James. James is in Norwood Park. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Half point PPR, Buck spot. I was wondering if it's DeMario Douglas, Tyrone Tracy, or Tucker Kraft.
Okay, so
and also, do you like Jacksonville defense or Cleveland today?
So let's see here. Okay, hold on. Let me, when you throw too much information at me, let me get the defense in a second here. I'm taking Kraft out, but it's between Douglas or Tracy for me. And listen, do you want to, I think Douglas with, you know, we liked what we saw last week with Drake May as the starter in New England. I think I would use Douglas, especially with Devin Singletary returning. I still think Tracy's in the mix. I like that you have him. I think he's going, I want to see though, kind of 1 week with those two together to kind of see how it is divvied up. So I'd go with Douglas over Tracy. And then who was it, Browns or who for your defensive options?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say I'd bet on the, even though the defense for the Browns is a better unit, I think I'm just going to try and pick on the rookie quarterback and go with the Jacksonville D against Drake May today.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, James. From James to Jim. Jim is in Lake Forest. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You just mentioned Tracy, so I'll leave him off of it. But I've got Romeo Doubs, Michael Pittman, and the receiver from Green Bay. Dobbs is a receiver. Oh, Zamir Wright. Zamir White,
okay,
my third guy.
Yeah, let's get off of Zamir White. You know, Madison's in the mix, and that offense sucks. So for me, you know what? With I think I'm going to use Pittman over Dobbs. I think I will admit, you know, Anthony Richardson hasn't been great as a passer this year. I personally think I would use Pittman, Jim, over Dobbs if it was me. But I understand if you're reluctant with Richardson and you just want to go with the safer option at quarterback. You know, it's probably not very helpful for you, but I would use Pittman, but I think Dobbs is just, there's a little safer floor for him, so.
Done. My other challenge is I got Richardson at QB, so.
You know what? In that case, maybe diversify. Maybe use Dobbs, unless you're, you know, if you're using Richardson, though, maybe, you know he can still get you points with the passing. So, I'm sorry, with running. So maybe diversify so you don't get completely, you know, shut out if this Colts struggle and go with Dobbs there. Let's try Alfredo, who's in Addison. Alfredo, what do you got?
What's going on, Miller? Good. Thank you for the call. I got Williams as my second receiver, and I got Juju and Worthy on my bench.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I got...
Do you need one of those?
Yeah, just one of those.
Jameson Williams. I'd use him.
I appreciate it. And then I got Singletary, but I could pick up De'Ernest Johnson for my second spot running back.
Yeah, no, I'd say I'd still use Singletary over Johnson. Johnson is, he's second in line now that Travis Etienne's not available, but you don't want to start him if you don't have to. Let's try last one here before we wrap up here. Let's try Mike on the south side. Mikey, you're on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. How are you?
Not bad. So I got Kenneth Walker in my RB2 with Chase Brown on the bench with Darnell Mooney in my flex. I was thinking with Walker being ill, do I plug
Chase Brown in?
Yeah.
So Mike, I'll tell you, I would not, as long as Kenneth Walker is active today against the Falcons, I'd go ahead and use him. But again, I always throw out the caveat, make sure that you check those inactives, which roll in around 10:30. It's a noon kickoff. So you'll be able to make your choice by then. I would use Walker over Chase Brown as long as he is active. All right. Thank you to Justin Pottinger. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We're going to be right back at it next week, next Sunday morning here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I am Jeff Meller on ESPN 1000.